This is Bronfit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. With tighter profit margins and high carryout on U.S. soybeans, the pressure on farmers in the industry to find new avenues for growth has never been greater. As global competition intensifies and market dynamics shift, it's critical that we invest in innovation to stay ahead. From developing new uses to soy, expanding international markets, driving demand through forward-thinking strategies is key to long-term sustainability. And now more than ever, innovation isn't just a goal, it's a necessity. We talk with the folks at the United Soybean Board helping accomplish this mission next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Susan Watkins is a Virginia soybean farmer and the United Soybean Board's Demand Action Chair and is leading efforts to boost demand through innovation. She talks about some of the work being done to achieve this goal of increased demand through innovation and cites a few examples.
So we have three work groups, and one being export, and one being health and nutrition, and one being innovation and technology. So our export, we're working on, you know, creating more demand, you know, overseas, you know, pushing whether it be the whole bean, meal or oil. Also putting it through the animals here and shipping the product overseas. And as far as health and nutrition, same way, we're trying to come up with new healthier products for animal consumption as well as human consumption. And then innovation and technology, we work on new uses, whether it be some hydraulic fluid, some adhesives. One of our really promising projects right now is firefighter foam. And that has the potential of moving 12 million bushels of beans. And very exciting. And what it does, it gets rid of that PFAS that's so harmful to firefighters and the environment. And this is going to be a safe product.
Watkins points out the U.S. soybeans are already helping produce thousands of green products that are developed and ready for the market. From everyday consumer goods to industrial applications, these products align with a growing consumer preference for more sustainable, environmentally friendly options. She emphasizes that tapping into this demand is a powerful way to add value and strengthen the soy industry's position in the marketplace.
And right now, we have over 1,000 soy-based products on the market. And, you know, we think about what we put in our bodies, and we want to be, you know, have a healthy, nutritious choices. But we don't think about what we put in our homes. And if we can, you know, with we're making plywood also, we're using adhesives versus formaldehyde and plywood production, that's going in our homes. It's not only safe for those employees in that plant, but we have a safe product now in our home. There's a new development also with hyaluronic soybeans.
Okay.
When we first started with hyaluronic, we were focusing on oil consumption as far as cooking oils. But we've also found a development for in the dairy industry. And hyaluronic, if you do a proper roasting process on that, it brings that milk fat up, which is going to bring a greater return to a dairy farmer.
Watkins also says that there's ongoing efforts to strengthen U.S. soybean export markets, ensuring global buyers recognize the value of versatility in our products. She says building strong international relationships and promoting the sustainability of our products is key to driving long-term demand abroad. To learn more about how innovation is driving demand from U.S. soy and more comments from Susan Watkins, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.